We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the new Nasty Boys. I'm your co-host this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you decide to watch or listen to this thing, Billy DeVore, and sitting next to me is my co-host,
Chris Weir. What's up, Nasty Nation? Welcome back to the Fart Dunge.
To the Fart Dunge, we have been. This is, it is March 4th when we record this. You'll see this tomorrow morning on March 5th, but holy crap, we're so close.
We are. I think 23 days away when you guys are tuning in. So that's wild. We are so close. It is amazing.
It feels good.
It really does. And it feels really good outside, too. A lot of people walking around outside in shorts. It's springtime happening just around the corner.
Yeah, love it. I'm treating it like it's 2020. I'm putting a mask on just to not let the pollen get in.
I'm starting to smell it. It's going to hit me soon. I'm going to bust out the Claritin.
Oh, yeah? Boova Zyrtec, dude?
Oh, my God. That'd be terrific. Please film that.
I'll film it. Yeah, it'll be on our close friends on Instagram.
I was going to say, we need a sponsor, Zyrtec. You can boof it.
You can boof it. We promise. It's why we make the pills small.
Why? That's the only reason they make pills small, is for boofing purposes.
It's to put them in your butt. It's beautiful. Oh, what a great way to start. How was your weekend?
It was awesome. It was really good. I had a fun time. I went and watched an awesome show. Cy Amundsen, Mike Cronin, and Cody Walker were killing at Go Bananas. Really awesome. And then I got to do a podcast with Cronin and Mike Cody, Comics on Comics. It was super fun. Talked about the Incredible Hulk. It was funny. not to spoil anything. Equal parts, enjoyable, bad, and funny.
Did you have to like do research? You're like, man, did they give you certain issues or books you had to read?
I took steroids. So I did. Took steroids and painted myself green.
Ate a lot of spinach.
Yeah, a lot of spinach. Went to a Guar concert. it was enjoyable. I know I'd seen parts of that movie before, but it had been so long, probably like 2008 when it came out. But yeah, not the greatest movie. A lot of it's supposed to be for 12-year-old boys. That's the thing. So I loved it.
Because that's how they feel all day. They're like,
I can't communicate. I gotta fist everything.
Don't come to my room, Mom.
These sweatpants were like this before, I swear.
I'll do my socks. I'll wash my socks.
I'll do my laundry. Yeah.
I got it.
Trust me. I got this load.
So you had to watch the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk.
Correct. I had to watch that, and then we talked about that throughout the course of the podcast, and so it was fun. They gave us a nice little romp around the Marvel Universe. I learned a lot of stuff. We had plenty of good laughs. It was good talking to. I haven't talked to Mike Cody in a while, so that was a lot of fun.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He was cracking me up. And Cronin as well. He's hysterical. So, Comics on Comics. Watch that. Listen to it. It's on, like, Apple.
All of them.
All of the stuff. Just type it in. Comics on Comics.
Comics on Comics. And then it's these comics on comics on comics. We're going to recap the whole episode.
Yeah. Like,
this is what we talked about, actually.
This is very meta.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. I think I did something else. I went to a show on Short Find. It was like a college show. It was wild. It was disgusting. It was fun. Yeah.
Sounds like a college show.
It really was. Oh, my God. They had this drink that was... It was $5 for like a vodka and mixed with some sort of soda water. Ooh. But it wasn't in like the plastic cups. It was in like the to-go quarts for like soups that you would have for chefs. It was like something you'd see like in a large refrigerator with like a big date written on the side of it, and like a sous chef would come out and take. Like, it was insane.
Was it bear themed night?
I don't know what it was, but those kids were very loud at the end and very drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, I just stuck with the beer, but I'm glad I did not. That wasn't around when I was hanging out around UC. Otherwise, I would have had more arrests than what I did.
Have you heard about what the college kids are drinking now? The kids out there. Borgs?
Never even heard of it.
Dude, okay. So you take a gallon, like a gallon jug of water. You pour out half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fill the other half with Tito's. And then you take like Crystal Light or Mio,
mm-hmm.
and you dump a whole freaking thing in, and then you shake it and carry it around the house parties.
Huh. I feel like we've done stuff like that before, but we'd make it like in coolers and stuff.
Jungle juice?
Jungle juice, that's what I'm thinking of.
Now, I've had many a trip to that safari.
Okay. Oh, baby.
And boy howdy, every morning, complete dog shit the next day.
It's a rough trail.
Think about it. It's like cheap vodka, rum, Kool-Aid mix, Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, and that
fruit, which was normally just fruit gummies that someone just chucked in.
It's watermelon Jolly Ranchers. There's fruit.
Just fruit.
And of course, you don't drink water at all. And that starts like as soon as you like. Normally, that's like going to. I remember like being in high school, driving to like Lexington or something like that to hang out like UK, and then like hang out with like the college crowd, and then it's like an all day drinking thing. You're not drinking any water at all, so yeah, you're dehydrated as shit the next day.
Yeah, awful. So and plus that sugar drains you out too.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like awful. If you think about it, they're drinking water, they're drinking clean vodka, and just the flavoring has no sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of hydrating while you're drinking. I didn't even
think about that. Good job, kids.
And it's yours. It's just yours.
Yeah, that's so much better. It's portable.
Yeah.
There's no mistaking what you got it in your hand.
Uh-huh.
That's terrific. And you can drive with this. Right? That's what I heard.
Yeah, it fits perfectly in the passenger seat. You got to buckle it up so the sirens don't go off, you know.
But Borg on board.
That's a sticker we need for the back of people's cars. Borg on board.
Like the half a gallon with like the glasses on is right there.
Stephanie. Dude, that's genius. Oh, man. But yeah, I wish I would have had that.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Would have been way more rambunctious than what I was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, just overall, I think if I were to do house parties again, if I was 20... I'd be on Borg. I'm with you.
Did you get any Borg nonsense over the weekend? What'd you do?
I had Bach nonsense.
Woo!
So went to Bach Fest.
Bach it to me.
Dude, it was delightful. Friday, we went and saw the parade.
Should we describe what Bach Fest is to anybody?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. For those who don't know, it is it's a weekend festival that's normally during Lent. So Bach beer was a beer made for monks.
Mm.
It's got a lot of heavy malts in it. So that way you can drink it while you're fasting. It fills you up and you maintain your good buzz so that you can stay in touch with the Lord.
Correct.
And there you go. That's why Bach beer was invented. So let's have a festival. People wear brown robes and carry goats everywhere and all that. It's so fun. So there was the parade with the giant wooden goat up front, and I was like, let me ride that. And they were like, get out of here. And went and had fish at St. Mary's, did motor, Northern Row. Dude, did this thing at Northern Row. Okay, so you get your pint of Bach beer, take a couple drinks, and then you go outside, and there's this little, like, wood-burning oven, and they had giant metal sticks in there. And then they pulled them out. And they put it in your beer.
Caramelize the beer.
Yeah.
I feel like I talked with someone about this. Maybe it was you before, but I don't think it had anything to do with Bach Fest. I think it was like a video someone showed me.
Yeah, there's a guy on TikTok I follow who's up in Canada. He's like, okay, we're going to try this today here. It's a Busch Light. We're going to see if it caramelizes.
Well, how was it?
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. So... with the malts and the Bach, when they hit it with that heat and it caramelizes, it tastes like a toffee marshmallow.
Ooh.
So the foam gets a little warm and that changes, but then the beer stays cold underneath. So then you get that flavor up top from the foam, and then you drink it, and you get the bock under. Oh, dude. I need one of these sticks at my house.
I was going to say, am I going to start seeing you drink with like a fiery metal rod now? Some hot iron?
Yeah. It's like, you know how those people that do like the dab rigs are annoying? Wait till you see me with my big hot iron rod at the bar. Just walking in. It's like, clear it. It's hot. Hold on.
Put I can only Guinness. Drink when it tastes like hot toffee.
Guinness, okay, and good. Do you have anywhere I can put this coat rack?
You got a hanger for my metal rods?
It's fine. We'll cool down outside. I got my blowtorch in my backpack to heat it back up. But it was great. And then Saturday did a Bock Fest tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walked around. They showed us all these historic, like Cincinnati beer landmarks.
And we get to goat. You just walk around with the goat.
Yeah. It was actually just like a kid on a leash with horns on, but it was cool.
Even better.
It was great. And then toured Cincinnati Brewing Company, and then went to Northern Row and watched the match at FCC match on Saturday at Ryan House. It was awesome. And yesterday grilled out all day because it was so nice.
That's pretty awesome. That is a nice Cincinnati weekend for you.
It was very festive.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Very drunk. Very festive.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Phil, got a lot more of those coming up here.
Yeah, a ton more coming up here. And speaking of big changes, not just trying to say where the fart dungeon exists, but I will say it's close and we pass it every day, the playpen.
Yeah.
It's got a new name.
Yeah, it's no longer the playpen, a.k.a. the pig pen.
Yeah, the pig pen.
It is now Lux Views, which I'm assuming still the same awful views as the one before. I've heard stories about it, and it just, I really wish I would have gone, but I'm sure the owners currently probably still have a very similar sort of appreciation for the aesthetics, we'll say, as the last.
Well, I noticed driving by, they had a bunch of the benches and like seating on on the side of the building, and then like overflowing in a dumpster. So they at least got rid of the bed bugs.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know entirely. They may have got rid of those bed bugs.
Sure.
But they may have got a better deal on some others.
Who knows?
Yeah.
A better deal on bed bugs?
Yeah. It's like, well, I know ours is infested with bed bugs as well. But as you can clearly see, there's not as many stains on our cushions as yours.
Yeah. These are a more refined bed bug.
Uh-huh.
They know where to burrow where it's clean.
This is an upper class bed bug here.
White collar bed bug.
They only infest actual pleather sofas.
No, they do not mess with anything that is of a fake ilk.
They will not go anywhere near a futon.
Pleather, no cloth.
But I am excited to see. I'm assuming it's going to be like the same sort of people that frequent there. But eventually, we're going to have to check it out.
Sure, IDM, see if we can do a live pod. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to call like their manager, see if they have like any other pods recording that day.
Sure.
So we'll talk to their agents and see what we can work up.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. But yeah, live pod, Lux Views, or we just bring in the mics and set up.
We could do that.
No video this week. It's just because we're at the Lux Views.
Or we can just cut the chase and get in a knife fight down by the railroad tracks.
That would be awesome.
That's what the Lux Views are all about.
Yeah. No, I love how they were getting a new sign, and they could have said Deluxe Views, but it said no. Lux.
I was trying to think, I was like, what are they going for? Yeah. What is Lux? Is it like a slang for something? I'm not sure. Or do they just think like, no, that's awesome, dude. Like a coked up idea. Lux, it's gonna be Lux, dude.
I don't think it was coked up. I would say probably methed up, but it's either gonna be short for deluxe or luxury.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking like something like they were trying to make like that association, but I'm still thinking nasty strip club.
You sure they got rid of the furniture?
No. It's still going to be really terrible. There's definitely plenty of fire code violations, and do not eat any of the food there at the buffet. From what I'm told, it's not going to work out.
Look, you can't call Ginger's fire code violations anymore, okay? You just can't do it. It's rude, honestly. My wife's not happy with that one. I've never called her that ever. But yeah, I just thought that was, you know, big local, the most local to us news.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep forgetting to bring it up. And then I was like, I'm going to bring it up.
Yeah, it's a new transition here. We'll see. New days are upon us here.
New days. There are new days upon us.
Things are a-changing.
Captain Crunch came out swinging over the weekend.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, dude. When have you known Captain Crunch to take any type of stance?
He's been laying low for a while.
A long time. Probably one of the least controversial serial figures that we've had this century.
He was one of the few serial figures that were employed. He was a general.
He was a general.
Or a captain. He was a captain.
He's a captain.
Correct. You know. Sorry, too. I didn't want to.
It's okay. The rankings in the serial military system, very crazy, especially out on those high milky seas.
Very true.
Yeah.
But, man, dude, what did he say about Fanatics there?
He came out, Captain Crunch, he tweeted out a photo. Not PR, not some social media manager. Captain Crunch himself took to his cell phone and posted a picture of him with a baseball glove in his hand. No pants. And it says, no pants is better than see-through pants. Laughy emoji face. Just out of nowhere, the captain of Crunch Berries is taking shots at Fanatics in baseball.
I really appreciate it. And also, too, his underwear and socks are berries. Come on, that's really funny. Good really job on the designer that did that.
Excellent work. The attention to detail on the boxers is more focused than what Fanatics did with the pants.
Yeah, I think the design team for the Captain Crunch blog team spent more time on this design than what Fanatics or Nike did at all going over the pants.
Ever. It's so good. Dude. It's fantastic. You never would think. It's like, it's just as shocking if, like, you looked at Twitter and you saw, like, Chef Boyardee with, like, a football helmet on. And he was like, these tortellinis don't give you CTE or whatever. Like, it's just jarring when any type of figure like that takes a stand.
That's great. Chef Boyardee. We've had enough of family suicides post-football.
Post-football, yeah.
Ravioli.
Have a family exit escape plan with the Smackens bear. Just eating them. Oh, or the Smacks frog. Whichever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But honestly, Captain Crunch taking a stand. I honestly thought I would see, before any type of tweet like this, I would just see that it's just Captain Crunch official press statement. You know, Captain Crunch official press statement. Captain Crunch demands the release of the January 6th heroes. They did what this country needed before we would see, like,
this. Yeah, I figured this, yeah, the J6 insurrection, I think, would get under his crawl more than Fanatics pants. But, yeah, dude.
I mean, of course they would. Look at those medals on his shoulder pads, dude. He's for a totalitarian government.
Yeah. He's definitely for an insurrection. He's just for chaos.
Chaos. And yeah, for chaos at this point, because he needed to be heard about the pants problem.
Yeah, he is in his underwear, smiling on a field. So he needs help.
Yeah.
And pants.
He's not drunk. His eyes are very clear, but he put on socks and shoes and no pants and made a statement.
Yeah, it could be dementia at this point. He's been with General Mills for quite a while now.
Oh, Captain Crunch, so General Mills is in charge here, and I wonder if this is subordination.
Mm-hmm. It might be, but I appreciate him coming out and trying to go after these pants, baby. I know, I'm knocking shit over.
It's okay. It's so goddamn funny. It's great.
Also, too, like it says, no pants is better than see-through pants. I'm just saying, like, the way they say it, it makes it sound like he was always wearing no pants.
Yeah, this is something we were talking about
before we started. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if I look up pictures of Captain Crunch, which, again, if I just go Cap, it's already there, Captain Crunch.
Like, if it was Winnie the Pooh saying this, it makes sense.
Very true. But if you look at the box, right, you look at the box of Captain Crunch, always blocked by a bowl.
That's probably what the joke was. They're probably saying, like, hey, we never see his pants. Except right...
Right there. Well, that's made by a fan. Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I would like to try that cereal.
Which one? The one with him with no pants?
Captain Horatio?
Oh, yeah. It's got to have, like...
It's a South of the Border flavor. It's got to be caliente.
Caliente, see? And it has pistachios.
Oh, I'd love that. I love pistachios. Yeah, I actually just ordered... a few pounds of nuts coming here. Got some pistachios. I went on nuts.com.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Safe for work. Oh, okay, here we go. Food and Wine said a major mistake on Cap'n Crunch's uniform has finally been fixed. July 24th, 2023, they finally put pants on him. Like, oh wait, the gold stripes on his sleeves are below his rank. I never noticed that. So, like, they had to adjust the sleeves to be like, hey, you know, he's not a captain, he's like a lieutenant.
Oh.
And then they fixed it in July of last year, being like, hey man, you are a captain of the high milky seas, whole milk. We need to have you properly identified.
Yeah, get him the right attire.
That's it. But still, this is the only time I've ever seen him in pants, is this picture.
Yeah, I just think it wasn't like a really well thought out joke. But we get it. We understand. But I think they were trying to insinuate that the captain maybe doesn't wear pants behind the bowl.
Never wear pants when I'm on the bowl, brother.
But either way, coming from such an inconspicuous character such as Captain Crunch, you know things are going bad when you're taking shots from old Captain.
Holy old Cap. But you had that. And then over the weekend, there was an article written by Stephen J. Nesbitt and Evan Drellich of The Athletic where Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin was at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Massachusetts, and he said some stuff that probably, if I was partnering with him, I wouldn't find it very cool.
No, not at all. But they're just getting shit from every angle here, and I love it.
Dude, it's great. First the captain, now it's them. Now it's him trying to defend himself. He said, we've purely been doing exactly as we're told. We've been told we've done everything exactly right, and we're getting the shit kicked out of ourselves every day right now. Really? Fanatics does everything exactly right almost all the time?
Does everything like they're told. We're just doing what we're told. Uh-huh. You know what? If you're innocent, I would recommend not going with the Nazi prison guards defense. that were like, we were just doing what we were told. That we didn't know where the trains were going.
We just loaded them up. I am very sorry. Like, that's a great way to put it. He also said, that's not fun. Normally when I get beat up, it's because I actually did something wrong. Like, just doubling down even more. In this particular case, Nike Designs Everything hands us a spec and says, make this. We have made everything exactly to the spec. Nike and baseball would say, yes, you've done everything we've asked you to do. Part of changing a uniform is people get uncomfortable, and it takes time to adjust. Adjust to seeing everyone's dong?
They knew this. They saw it was a mistake, but they said, yeah, this looks good. Right? We're still on agreement here that this is going to be terrible. We're all going to make a ton of money. We don't care.
We don't care. Oh, yeah. That's fine to go, the see-through pants. Yeah. Is that that's a hockey jersey? Yeah, Nashville Predators. Is the nameplate on the back upside down? Perfect. Send it out. We're Fanatics. Like, this is just run. This is par of the course for them.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing everything that we normally do, which is make crappy stuff. We just decided to really step it down a little bit to increase profits.
And it's not our fault. Even though we control the factory, we make all of it, we just do what Nike tells us, and we didn't call them and go, hey, yeah. No, the pants? Yeah, no, I can see Derek's hog. Yeah, send them? You sure? Full outline. Okay. That didn't happen.
No, it didn't. It's just BS. You're going to see a lot more of this. Do we think we're going to see some changes happening?
I hope so. I hope that they make them even thinner.
Yeah, less. Less. We're almost there.
Almost too full hog.
That would be great. They just release a line of like fishnets. We read you loud and clear. Keep going.
Keep going. Also, when you slide, be careful. There's little pebbles that'll get caught in between the fishnets. It hurts.
Yeah, and the rhinestones, well, don't worry about it. You're going to just lose them every now and then.
Yeah, and also we made sure it comes with a chain wallet you can't take off. We're awful. But dude, if I'm Nike and I see this, I just step up and I go, hey, no. What a terrible partnership.
Yeah, they know what the quality is. They're very familiar, Nike is at least, with making top-of-the-line stuff. So I think they could be able to like step up and say, hey, we read you loud and clear. We also see what's going on here. We're very sorry. Someone needs to just take ownership. We're very sorry. We're going to correct this mistake. And then say, like, you know, arbitrarily, all-star break, we will have a new line of something rolling out.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to see just more stuff like this keep coming out. It's going to get worse and worse.
Exactly. Like, I didn't know this in the article that they mentioned. I didn't know if Fanatics bought the Majestic plant. Manufacturing plant in 2017. So that when Nike got the contract in 2020, they were like, hey, we're going to transition over. Basically, you're going to be making all this stuff with the Nike swoosh, and we're going to check a lot of it off. Basically, Nike took over, got the ball rolling, and then handed it over fully to Fanatics this year and was just like, have fun, don't mess it up. And Michael Rubin's like, okay, I got to go plan another white party. I'm going to mess this up. So it's just basically people buying this infrastructure, squeezing out the little guys and going, well, screw them. Who cares?
Yeah.
So buy independent baseball gear. That's how we get this to stop. And it didn't help a couple weeks ago, that whole thing with, what's his name? Oy vey. Oh, yeah, Michael Chavis. They put the wrong name and number on the back of the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fanatics support saw it and reached out and was just like, hey there, why don't you, they said, hey there, looks like we dropped the ball on this one. Send a DM so I can learn about how to help this. Just like he was just like a robot responding, not acknowledging that he's a professional baseball player.
Yeah, they are untethered. I don't see it really getting that much better through the Fanatics people. So hopefully I think Nike might be the ones to step up here. But it's laughably bad. And I don't see, like, these players that are worth millions and millions of dollars, I don't think they're going to run around, you know, in pajamas.
No, yeah. Performance wear. Get out of here. It looks like trash. So, I mean, we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. Tony Clark's came out, you know, the head of the MLBPA, and he's like, we're in conversation with Nike to adjust and to fix this.
That's good.
So that's good, but he did not say we are also in talks with Fanatics to figure it out, because he's like, fuck them.
Yeah, that would be awesome if they just have to eat it, like, for all this money. Because, like, if you've dealt with Fanatics for a while, they suck as a company. They try to do whatever they can to make your experience as miserable as possible. Yep. You're getting as little for your buck as possible, and it's because of people like this. And it's now it's just such another big stage. Yeah, this has been going on for years. This wasn't like a one, oopsie daisies.
My bad.
This is a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies for a decade.
Bouquet's an understatement, dog. It's a full garden.
Yeah.
The whole thing that they've done is they have just kept swallowing stuff up they just keep eating and eating and eating and eating and taking all of these entities and buying them up and saying, well, we have the infrastructure. Look, we have the warehouses and the means of production to do all of this stuff. Look at all these companies we've bought. Mitchell & Ness, Ebbets, Lids, all of this. And they're like, we can do it all. And they can't. And this is bordering on a monopoly. So eventually, at some point, it has to pop. Hopefully, this is it. And if not, then it's just going to keep going with when they take over full production of NHL next year.
Oh, that'd be awful.
They're doing the uniforms for that, too.
Oh, there's so many. There's a lot more cloth and stuff involved with hockey jerseys and that. So I'm curious to see how that'll play out.
It'll be bad. I mean, it's I went to go get like a Blue Jacket jersey. And I went and I was like, oh, this is all Fanatics. I was like, is there like an Adidas brand one? Nothing. It's like only Fanatics. So I was like, I guess I'll go without.
That's just so typical of baseball. You get like one option and it's not even good.
Well, that was hockey.
Oh, I was like, even in general, just like from the baseball stuff.
Oh, too, yeah.
But
Yeah, it's wild, man. It sucks, but I think it will continue throughout the season. I have not. I'm going to go this week and go take a look at those, because I think I can finally go see those jerseys. I'll have them in it. Mm-hmm. Go pop into the pro shop, take a feel, see how bad they are, and give a full report next week.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm very passionate about this, and I'm very excited to see how much worse it gets for Fanatics.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll turn it around.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll figure it out. They're watching this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun stuff. Reds.
Yeah.
Why we're all here. Reds have had some hot bats so far to start off the season. Did you see Ellie De La Cruz missile?
Yeah, I did, man.
On Saturday. Good God.
Ooh, that was tight.
That was sensual.
Very good. And it seemed very, I mean, he does, you know, have a bit of a violent swing, but this seemed effortless.
Yeah. I mean, it just, his hands flowed through. His front step has, it has gotten, half as long. Mm. And he just turned and it was toast.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that, check it out.
It's real nice.
That ball may have not come down yet.
Yeah. He shortened his swing. We talked a little bit about it last week, but you can really tell the difference in that home run swing.
From the limited amount of at-bats that I've seen Ellie take, it seems like his hands are a bit – there's less action going on with them, whereas before it seemed like there was a lot of moving components with him, but he seems a lot more still and compact.
Oh, yeah. He's just not reaching. You know, he's not doing this where it seems like he's lunging for everything. It's
yeah, he's already lengthy to begin with. He's just, you don't want to extend it, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mm. And he's just keeping it close. Yeah, it's just so nice. That combined with him attempting to lay down bunts, how much of that is going to be a game changer for him this season?
If he can figure out a way to do that consistently, he's just going to be an absolute nightmare, especially for, I would hate to be a corner infielder when he's up at the plate. It's like, play in, or he's going to hit a fastball 115 miles an hour off my coconut. Tight.
Awesome. Cool. It's like a choose your own adventure book, but it's like you flip through and you're like, oh, okay, turn to 47. Oh, I died. Okay, I'll go back. Okay, yeah, I'll go the other way, 97. Okay, flip it. Fuck, I died again.
And he got a cycle.
Yeah, man, and it's not my fault. He's just a freak of nature.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Seeing him learn how to bunt, it's got to be part of, you know, his overall arsenal. Why not add to it? He's just such a complete player with his athleticism.
Yeah.
A bunt seems right.
Yeah, because they bought this guy in last week who's a bunting specialist.
Yeah.
And had everybody go through, and he was with Ellie for a little bit longer, and then supposedly he picked it up in two tries. He's just like, got it. And they're like, oh, well, here's some other stuff. And he's like, got it.
Really?
So it's if he figures that out, game time, dude. Yeah, fastest man on earth, and can hit it 127 miles per hour. The sky is still the limit.
Yeah, really stoked for this year.
God, I'm so horned. I don't know how much longer I can handle it. It's just because we have to wait so many days. But we'll get to see it progress, and hopefully we'll get to see him more. I mean, so far, what? There's 8 games that are going to be left to be televised.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I do want to see some more. I want to be able to watch a live game here. So I'm itching for it.
What I don't understand, so I know that the media can do it. If you have a media password, you can basically watch the cameras behind home plate, mm-hmm. out in left, right field, different angles or whatever. I don't understand why MLB hasn't made that a package for spring training instead of it being just a throw on. If you subscribe early, you get spring training. It's no, let me get them robot cameras.
Yeah, I don't understand what the lack of motivation is with some of those people, because it seems like there's a lot of things that seem obvious to a fan of baseball on what to do. But yeah, it seems again, difficult, and there's a lot of obstacles in the way for just trying to consume this product.
Oh, yeah. And it's silly. The regional sports networks, if they aren't going to put the effort in to let us do that, and it's only media, then MLB should step in and go, well, we can supply this and do this for the fans. Because if they're not, I don't know what's in their contracts and their deals, but if they're not going to air and do their broadcast, why are you going to keep all of us away from it when we want to see it?
They just need to let some 15-year-old TikToker just take control of just so many aspects of the MLB. Like, even stuff that I would, like, maybe not even be fully on board with.
Yeah.
If it can generate and convert, you know, thousands of fans, you know, I don't understand their business model.
Sure. So I don't either. I'm with you. I don't get it. But here's, I know it can be done because we know somebody who used to work for a minor league operation. And what he had to do was he had to make sure all of the games were broadcasting because they had robot cameras and that would track and follow people.
Hmm.
And so he would have to check in and be like, all right, is this one running? Is this one running? Is this one running? Hey, we're down here in this little town, or this little city with this sport going on. Yeah, no, the camera's out. I need to have someone go up, unplug it, plug it back in. Okay, great. That's what they would do. So if they can do that in a minor league sport outfit,
mm-hmm.
why couldn't they do that at a professional level where there's this game where there's already 30 to 40 cameras on the pitcher tracking his movement and all of that stuff to track for analytics?
Dude, it's easier to stumble upon professional darts on television than it is to find a preseason game that you spent 15 minutes hunting for on the internet to figure out how to locate on any sort of television.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Baffling.
It's wild. But back to the fun stuff. CES has been bopping. I mean, he hit his first home run. He's hit the wall a couple times already on some just powerful doubles.
Yeah, another making it look effortless, you know, just really showing that gap power that we've all been really wanting to see. We're seeing it, you know, at the end of last year, and I'm super stoked to see what a full campaign is going to look like for him. And
yeah.
Last year, I mean, he was crushing it in preseason as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is awesome. Hopefully he can continue that now entering into the actual majors at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Like, it's just so exciting because these guys are all hitting with TJ Friel going 3-for-3 over the weekend. Will Benson's been swinging a hot stick. They're going to leave him again against lefties. They're going to see him try and work it out this spring, see what he can do. And the guy that I am most impressed with is Edwin Arroyo.
Yeah.
That kid mashes the ball.
Looking comfortable, too.
At 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging a hot, like, when you hear it, you're like, he squared that thing up.
Mm-hmm. Even in the field, too. I mean, he just scoots around, making some nice plays. Man, it is very nice to see just the plethora of talent that we have.
Yeah, he's a wizard out there.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes you wonder, like, if he progresses and he keeps looking this good, how do you keep him down and how do you keep him playing shortstop?
Well, I mean, just talking about CES, like, that happened last year with him. We had to wait for him to... you know, we didn't bring him up immediately. And I think just because we have so many people, it's going to be beneficial for him to probably stay down for, you know, I'm not sure. He's young. He is going to get some opportunities in the minors. But we just have so many people in so few spots.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see him, like, he's starting in AAA. And he's, like, first guy up if someone goes down.
Yeah.
And same with him. And then Jacob Herdebees, dude. That guy is a slapper.
Mm-hmm.
MILB hitter of the year for the Reds last year, and just gets on and sprays it everywhere and can play in the corner outfield spot. So it's like, where is this up? Like, where are we going to put all these dudes who have a very similar profile?
I don't know, but hopefully it's going to be a really nice AAA team, a really nice group of guys that'll be really competitive down there and not lose a step, hopefully, you know, coming back up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people go down, people need a break. There's going to be a lot of different opportunities at sporadic times. So better to have a lot of options than a few.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And it's like, throw all these guys out. I know it's only been like 2 weeks of spring training games. But it's still like, well, what could happen with him? Mm-hmm. What about him? He should be. It's a great problem to have instead of where we were at the beginning of last season. Like, well, who's playing short? Do we have one? Now we have like 9.
Yeah, it's just crazy how just a handful of years can change things.
Yeah, it's just 1 year, and it's like, wow. Jose Barrera hit a homer on Sunday.
Love it.
Just pounded it. Just right center, squared it up perfectly, smoked it. If he figures out his swing, talk about a guy who has the speed to play center field.
Yeah, he could be a great option, a lot better than, you know, Fairchild, which we used periodically last year. He covers ground, great defensively, and yeah, if he continues to square balls up, I'd love to see him out there in center.
Yeah, I'd love to have that, aside from Stuart Fairchild, where you know his ceiling. And Jose Barrero, man, I'm so hyped. It's just so crazy to think that in 2020, when they brought him up, we were in that playoff hunt, he was like 19 and only played single A.
Yeah, dude. And he was like a guy that before, you know, Ellie and all this group of guys we have, you know, right now, he was like the big name that we're talking about for a while. And so you feel for him because he kind of is getting overshadowed by just this storm of dudes that we got now. So, yeah, seeing him do well is really enjoyable.
Yeah. I brought up Jacob Herterby's. David Bell talked about him being in the big leagues at some point this year, playing a corner outfield spot. More depth. So that's pretty awesome. Pitching-wise, Wouter didn't look as sharp yesterday in his second outing.
Mm-hmm.
He had 2 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, no Ks. It's okay, no need to panic. But at the same time, I'm like, I didn't get to see what it looked like, so I can't judge or say anything. I just listened to it and watched a little strike zone on on my phone. So it's like hard to evaluate these guys.
Yeah.
And be like, what are we seeing here? Well, I'm not seeing anything. I'm just hearing about it.
Yeah. I can't wait to actually be able to watch a performance by him and just kind of get the full experience.
Me too.
Because these numbers, you know, I mean, of course, you know, not in the regular season yet, but it's hard to really cast any judgment without getting eyes on them.
None. It's a real bummer. Frankie Muntis. Did you know that's how you're supposed to say that?
I love that's how you're supposed to say that. Muntis.
Muntis. It just feels right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, Frankie!
Muntis. Muntis.
I don't know why that made me immediately do it.
I dig it.
Just, you know, tribal. Just
why not?
Really wanted to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel when you got that, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
Montes.
But he's built up his fastball. 1 2/3 innings he pitched last year. So it's like he's building himself up. He got a little shelled on Sunday. But you know what? Could see it. Don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's half the time they're just like working like, hey, you're just throwing fastballs for these next 4 pitches. So like it doesn't really. They got like checks and stuff they got to get to.
Yeah. I mean, he hit 97 on the gun. He still has it.
Nice.
So that's huge. Nolby Marte's back after messing up his hammy down south. In one of the leagues, one of the island leagues,
mm-hmm.
Went 2 for 3, 2 runs and a K.
There we go.
Thank God he's back.
Yeah, man. He was looking so smooth at the end of last year. And, man, just like his hitting graphs were just fucking awesome. I can't wait to see him, again, put together somewhat of a full season here.
Yeah.
You know, if we can find, you know, where this amazing athlete's going to play.
Yeah, and also then it's like, say something happens. Again, there's so much depth. It's mm-hmm. absurd because Jose Barrero was playing right field, left field, some center field, and then they've also had him play third. So it's like, great. And even more depth here is Jonathan India, barring any setbacks, he's going to be up by the end of the week.
Cool.
So we'll get to see him at first and second and third and left and right. Matt McClain is back to full team workouts, and he's going to make his debut sometime this week.
Bam, bam.
Probably later in the week. More exciting stuff. Now, this is the stuff that I don't want to talk about. We talked a little bit about it, but now we have to fully talk about it. There's no update on Nick Lodolo at the moment, aside from they did an MRI. He's undergone a bone scan. There's nothing wrong. There's a chance he'd be ready for opening day. But still, that's scary.
I think it's scary in the perspective that we saw that last year he only got a handful of starts with us and we just want everything to go right for him, and just seeing this bit of news, it's obnoxious. You just don't want to, like, I'm being positive with it. I feel like they're being overly cautious because they don't want to do anything to throw off this season for him. And even if he does have to have a later return date than what we'd like, there's a lot of arms in that starting rotation. I mean, they got like five guys that are just going to be in that starting rotation, you know,
right.
initially. So, yeah, be cautious. I don't think this is the sky's falling, but I don't want to look up either.
I don't want to look up. I'm not going to look up. Don't look up at all. I mean, man, like if we don't have him, I mean, it's just this fact that his stuff is so nasty. We've seen him be so dominant.
Yeah.
And then just to have it taken away again and know that one of the flaws in his skill set is availability. I mean, availability is a skill set, and he hasn't been able to do it for a full season.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the bigger components. When I think about like what the Reds as a successful team looks like, and a healthy Matt Lodolo is a big part of that.
Nick?
Him too. A healthy Nick Lodolo.
Healthy Nick Lodolo, yeah. Well, right above it in our notes, it says Matt McLean, so I don't blame you. But yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, that just means that if Brandon Williamson comes up and fills in, or, you know, Connor Phillips. Lyon Richardson's looked really good, too. I mean, he's a guy that I wouldn't be bummed to see in the bullpen to start the year either. But there's some, those are guys you also want to keep stretched out for in case of emergency and having all this depth. So, but who knows? I mean, if he's not ready opening day, then that's Brandon Williamson's job to lose for two or three weeks. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah, we're just talking too. Like, we really want to start. Hopefully, the Reds can start off running downhill with their season, coming out hot, and get some wins, because don't want to start off the season in a hole. Ugh. And this would be, you don't want to see a Lodolo, him not being available, be part of the thing that we were factoring in last year. It was like, okay, well, this might be a loss because we're bringing up some guy from AAA that's not ready. Yep. We're doing, you know, X, Y, and Z to stitch it together, which it's not a stitch together team this year, but man, having Lodolo out there would be so huge for this team.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's like what you said about the hot start. It feels like every year it's like we're trying to catch our breath and catch back up.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if you could get ahead and start the tempo right so you don't have that. And then you just get stronger. So say Nick Lodolo can't start, you have somebody here and you can maintain and go on a nice little run, win 3 out of 5, you know, or, you know, split, you know, go 2 for 3 or go 2 for 4 and stay close to 500. Then you can just start getting better.
Right. You don't want to have to factor in going on a big run to be part of the equation for you to get in the playoffs.
Yeah. You don't want to go, you don't want to win like 16 out of 19 games and then lose 10 out of 14 games.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the big swings.
Yeah. And also adding to such a less stressful season, if you don't, you know, have to like dig out of the hole for the first half of it.
Oh, for sure. 100%. We're so close. We're almost there. A couple more weeks. Just strap in. Deep breaths. We'll make it. And always remember that Captain Crunch has our backs.
Yes, he does.
The guy's got it.
He'll fuck up the roof of your mouth, but he's not wearing pants.
Oops, all cuts.
Oops, all cum. Sorry. I don't know.
That's that whole milk.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it was a chunky milk.
Chunky. Let's round third and head for home.
Sure.
What do you got? Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, I need to fix it. There's going to be. But the Comet, I'll be there. That's Northside on March 9th. I'll be at the No Theater on the 15th. Ludlow with Billy here on the 21st. 28th, I'll be back at Motormouth. And 29th and 30th, Wiley's with Billy.
Hey!
What you got, brother?
The same stuff, basically. FCC. I'll be there at the match on Thursday and Sunday, so I'll be floating around.
And I might be joining too. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. So let's get out of here with this. Thank you to Sports Drink for hosting the audio of this podcast. It's very much appreciated. Thank you to In the Clutch. Check out intheclutch.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's getting ready to go up on the website. It's going to be sick. Promo code NASTYBOYS, 10% off. Again, buy independent baseball gear. Don't give your money to Fanatics. Don't give it to Nike. Give it directly to the players.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. And me.
And local sports podcast.
Yeah, local sports podcast. You gotta, you know, these farts ain't free in the dunge.
No, they are not.
They aren't at all. And thanks for having me over down here.
Anytime, brother.
Farting around, talking baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We're so close.
We are.
And thank you for watching or listening. And as always, go Red Legs.
Go Red Legs.